Zeta Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zeta Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, on the Aleph, and the Mishnah, the Halacha Gimel. Balai Lechter is a Megillah, and even Mokim by Akesev, in Lei Kova, in the Shochav Ish, is a Tzach, but it's a Tzach, and it's a Tzach, and it's a Tzach, and it's a Tzach, and it's a Tzach, starts writing the scroll that will be erased into the water from the Pasuk that says, if a man did not lie with you, since he's strayed under your husband, etc. Vein Akesev, the Shvia Kwenza Isha, the Shura Sa'ala, Akesev, Yitan Hashem, Reisach, La Allah, the Shura, the Seh Amich, the Seh Hashem, Esirechich, the Seh Nakhilas, the Nech Sabah, the Goa Mayim, the Ma'orim, Pa'ele, the Mei Ayech, the Shpeth Betten, the Rempa Yarech, Yerech, Vein Akesev, Vama Isha, Amin Amin. He does not write, the Kohen imposes the Shura Sa'ala on her. He writes, Hashem should make you a means for people to curse and swear amidst your nation, through Hashem making your thigh full and your stomach swell. The cursing water should come into your innards to make the stomach swell and the thigh full. He does not write, the woman says, Amen, Amen. If he says it doesn't interrupt and he doesn't skip in the middle. Yehuda says, he writes only, Hashem should make you a means for people to curse and swear amidst your nation, through Hashem making your thigh fall and your stomach swell. The cursing water should come into your innards. He doesn't write, the woman says, Amen, Amen. The woman says, Krispa Amma is Palgun, a Birchen, a Rishokish, Hadam Amma Mashpir, a Hakach, one brings from Rabbi Krispa. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shokiv disagreed. One of them said that he imposed the Shura and afterwards writes, and one said that he writes and afterwards imposes the Shura. By Mema, Mandama, Mashpir, Chakach, Kosev, Heich, Matnu, Kraya, Vishpia, Vakasa. The one who said that he imposes the Shura and afterwards writes is like the order of the Psukim, that first it says Vishpia and then it says Vakasa. One who said that he writes and afterwards imposes the shura, make the shura adjacent to giving her to drink. If Tani ben Tanya ben Shuris Ma'akrim, if Tani Shuris Ma'akrois, Tanya and Inimakrois. Some who recite vices teach that both the stipulations means if you didn't lie, and the Shuris are Ma'akav, and some who recite vices teach that the shuris are ma'akev, but the stipulations are not ma'akev. And by Mema, Mandam Abet ben Tanya ben Shuris ma'akrim islei chukka teira ma'akev. Mandam Abet shuris ma'akvoi fitan in ma'akvoi ma'akrim lefi. The one who said that both the stipulations and the shuris are ma'akev holds that when it says chukka or teira, what's written in the parasha is ma'akev, and here it says zeis teira tanais. One who said that the shuris are ma'akev, he disagrees. Torah does not teach that everything is ma'akev. Oid hu islei elasheinan al seder. The Gemara rejects that, really, he agrees. We discussed when he said the stipulations in the shuris were not in order. Rafin elein plugta karachin plugta amanda ama ben tanyan ben shur ma'akvin tamanda ama mashpia v'chacha kosev amanda ben shuris ma'akvin v'tanyan in ma'akvin. This argument is like the early argument of Rabbi Yochanan ben Chachish. One is that both the stipulations and the shuris in order are ma'akev, holds that he imposed the shura and afterward writes like the order of the Torah. One who said that the shuris are ma'akev, the stipulations in order are not ma'akev, he holds like the one who said that he writes and afterwards imposes the shura. We come now to Halacha Dalad, and we got off the base. Ve'in ekesev le'al aluach, le'al niyau, le'al adiftera, ela al megila, shuneimau, ve'sefer. Misha says he doesn't write on a tablet, or a papyrus, or on a hide that was not tanned, only on a megila which is a proper parchment, as it says, in a sefer. Ve'in ekesev le'bekumus, le'al kumikus, le'al damashu reishem, ela v'dioi, shuneimau, macha, osav, sav, shu yocho, le'machis. He doesn't write with sap, vitriol, or any dye that's absorbed into the parchment, only with ink, because it says, umacha, a writing that can be erased. Gemara says Levi bar Sisi bar Rimi, Rabbi Megillah Sota Maush Tamei Asa Yodayim. Levi bar Sisi asked Rabbi, is a Megillah Sota the Tamei the hand just like a common decree tuna on a phone? Amalei ze sheila. Rabbi said that's a very good question. And Rabbi Yosi, Eina sheila. Klum gazal asoim sheit mersi yadayim lamit nei kedushasam vezu lemechika dinna. Basically answered that this is not a question. The Chachamim decreed that soim was in the time of the hands only due to the kedusha, and this was destined to be erased, meaning you have no kedusha. Esucha deloy nitna lemechika. One rejects that. Notes a question in a case that it was not erased means that it should be admitted at that point or for another reason. Tama oisio is kasevbo, to say, shaloi lesoch, ferech vihei chayev. How many letters must be written in it without need and one is liable for erasing it? Ani, Rabbi Chanan, beishame oimim achas, beishaloimim shtayim. Rabbi Chanan answers my vice, beishame say one, beishalo say two. Amba bila, time on the beis hilo, today, lichtev, yod k. Rila said that Beis Hillel holds it as two in order to be able to write Yud Kei, the name of Hashem, or two letter name of Hashem, even though it's half Hashem's name, it has Kedusha, all obligate only for letters of Hashem's name. Yudin by Pasav Mepiv, Ramachai Wa'afar, had faith in Rishon Rishon and Meichik. Yudin asked if one wrote by heart without seeing a written Pasha Sotah and erased it into the earth and water, or he wrote one word at a time and erased it, what's the law? Honey, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamur, Omer, Inkosim al-Or, Behemoth, Tmeya. The Rabbi Lezer ben Shamur says, one may not write on the hide of a Tomei animal. Rabbi Shimon Mekindat, Omer, Mechika, Nitna, Lama, Ein, Akosev. Rabbi Shimon asks, well, since you say it's destined to be erased, why can't he write on the hide of a Tomei animal? Honey, Rabbi Lezer ben Shimur, Omer, Ani, Estivri, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamur, Veya, Ani, Estivri, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamur, Medivri, Abba, Shema Taima Ina Shesev Nimsa Hashem Golas Al Or Yabahemla Tmeya. The Vice of Rabbi Shimon says that he said, I see, means I favor Rabbi Lazar Ben Shamur's words over my father's words. Perhaps she will say, I will not drink, and it turns out that Hashem's name is buried on the hide of a tummy animal, which is a disgrace. Acha Ksiv Sefer, Acha Ksiv Sefer. Achad Amra called over Shu Batolish, Bacha Amra Hochin. You might ask, well, here, by get it, says the Lashon Sefer, and by Sota, says the Lashon Sefer. By get, you say that it may be written on anything attached, and here, you say only on a Megillah. The Amra Rebbe Yelah, Shnia he Hacha Dechsev the Sefer. And I answered, here, Sota is different because it says Bas Sefer. The class of Yachol, which is a Bekumus, over Kalkantus. Perhaps the class of permits writing in sack or vitriol. And the Lena, Tavalema Umachal, but no, it says Umachal, which means a writing that can be erased. Oi, Macha, Yachol, Mashkin, would make papers. Perhaps Umachal permits writing in liquids or food juice. And the Lena, the class of, Nebuchadnezzar says the class of, these are not called writing. Hakate, so that's class of, Sav Shu Yochal Machis, the Azazu, Zudioi, Shein, by Kalkantus. And if you saw both of these, a writing that can be erased, and what says it's ink, it does not have ritual in it. And finally, in Machal, the Secha Sefer Kosher, and asked an advisor that if he erased it from a Sefer Torah in Kosher, he read Sefer Torah with ink that have ritual. The Parte, Kadein, Tanaya. The answer to that advisor is like the following advisor, the Tani Amav Meir, Kal Yomim, The Rice says in Rabbi Meir that the entire time that we learned Torah by Rabbi Shmuel, we did not put vitriol in the ink for a safer Torah.